the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
More here. Welcome back as we continue with the coaches' conversation here on WGNS AM/FM, and we're going to wrap up our Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner this morning, Girls Week, with the Lady Wolverines. And Kim Francis joins us here. Kim, how are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Glad you could make it down, talk with us this morning. You have had a pretty tough road to hoe here. I wanted to ask you about how the Thanksgiving deal went out at your place.
It went really well. We changed it around a little bit this year. We went after Thanksgiving and obviously had more teams, and it went real well. We started at 11:30 each morning, and the last game was like at 8 or 8:30, so it was a great success.
Long days.
Yes, sir.
Boys, girls, everything in that, and turned out to – is that kind of a fundraiser too, or how does that work?
Yes, sir, it does, you know, and some of our minor sports were at the concession, so it's just a, you know, all team effort. So it's great.
Pretty awesome there. This season so far, you've had some pretty tough competition. Start off the season with Cupcake and Mount Juliet. So,
yes, sir. Open up with probably one more, you know, top teams in the state. We've gotten better. We're seeing improvement. We have 7 freshmen out of our 11 kids. So there's going to be a lot of growing pains, but at the same time, we've seen at times we've played pretty good. Just holding our own, you know, for the whole 4 quarters is pretty tough for us right now.
Well, I looked at your roster, and you were telling me just a second ago, and I see, let's see, no seniors, 2 juniors. What's that, 2 sophomores, and the rest are freshmen?
Yes, sir, that's right. The 2 sophomores... actually, one of the sophomores started for me last year, and one of the juniors started for me, and everybody else are new faces.
That is that has to be fun and challenging and yet kind of scary, knowing the district that you play in, too.
Yes, sir. We haven't started that, obviously. We start after Christmas, but we take one day at a time and try to improve and, you know, set a lot of fundamentals and get ready for the future.
Do you enjoy that part of it? I mean, the young people. I know that there's a lot of pressure in this game of basketball to win, and especially being in a county and in a district that is competitive and usually sends 1 or 2 teams to the state tournament, and et cetera, et cetera. But the fact that you've got the chance here to really teach these girls the fundamentals of basketball, that has, I don't know, I just kind of see you enjoying that part of it.
Yes, this year has been enjoyable year. We have some great young ladies and great attitudes, and they're giving their all, and that makes it a whole lot easier.
In terms of the freshmen that you have coming in here, tell me a little bit about your squad, I guess, and I start off with that freshman class because that's the biggest class you've got.
Sure. Alexis Etter, she came from Laverne Middle, and she's a very athletic, long, and has, you know, a great upside. I feel like she's going to really come into her own for that junior, senior year. Also, Crimson Reynolds, she's a guard. Just has a lot of good fundamentals and is a good little shooter. And get her stronger, you know, and get more experience. That class has some potential.
When you add in these young kids, I guess that you obviously see mistakes on the floor and in the games, and you have to use that as some teaching experience.
Yes, you know, we go back and try to watch film, you know, a few clips here and there, not beat them down too much, but just let it be a learning experience. We've got to take care of the basketball better than what we're doing, but with so much youth, you know, that's going to happen at times. We're going to have to cut that down, you know, from here on out.
The ladies that that are out there learning these fundamentals, coming from, I guess, several different middle schools, that kind of makes it tough because you have to kind of mesh all of this together. So it's been a very important preseason and November and December schedule for you, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. It has, definitely.
Mm-hmm. The fact you keep running on here into the holidays and then the district schedule. And basketball, I don't know. Maybe your thoughts on this. You hear a lot about how long a football season is, and they start in this time and that time. But basketball season seems long for us. Is it long for coaches or what?
It is. It's a long year, you know, especially during our holidays. We play, I know we have 9 games. Two of those are freshman games, and then the 7 varsity games. So, you know, that's asking a lot in the holidays, but, you know, this is trying to get us ready for the district play, which starts in January.
Now, in terms of, that brings up an interesting question. Do you play a freshman schedule? Is there a freshman team, or since you have so many freshmen on the varsity squad?
We're playing a couple of freshman games, but we're playing mostly varsity because those kids are having to play those varsity minutes. Yeah. We're just going ahead and they're being thrown to the fire early.
You know, Jennifer had to do that a few years ago. You may remember out at Oakland. Now she's got a pretty decent sophomore class that has really learned from one year to the next. And when you're building, you kind of knew that this was kind of a building process for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you take kind of that model that what Jennifer did at Oakland a few years ago?
Yes, exactly. You know, we're just trying to lay that foundation that, you know, it's going to be a couple years away. We, you know, keep telling those kids, hey, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's going to have to be, we're going to have to be patient and make, you know, small strides and small steps each and every day.
We're talking with Kim Francis this morning about Laverne Lady Wolverines. Father Ryan, Tullahoma, Maplewood, kind of some teams out of Nashville, which is close by, and obviously Tullahoma. What is going on? You said 9 games over the holidays. Tell us a little bit about that schedule and what you're planning on doing.
We're at Independence on the 16th and 17th. That's a Friday and Saturday. We also have a freshman tournament there at Laverne High School. We'll play at 3:00 on Friday and then 8:00 Saturday morning.
Wow.
So then we'll have a varsity game also Friday night at Independence. And then on Saturday, we'll have a varsity game at 3 at Independence. And then the 21st and 22nd, we go to East Literature. That's downtown Nashville. And then after Christmas, we go, I think it's 28th, 29th, and 30th, we go to Trousdale County. And that's a tournament.
Those games, are they important to... Christmas is a very difficult time because you've got holidays, you've got family, people want to go out of town, this, that, and the other. But if you're not in, I mean, if you take 2 weeks off in the middle of a basketball season, that really hurts your program coming back in January.
Yes, it does. You know, when we're conditioning in the fall, I try to have a player-parent meeting even before we really have a team established. We do it in September, and I try to give those dates just for those people to plan ahead. You know, because I know it is a family time, but, you know, but we have to, we don't really have an option.
It's one of the necessary evils of basketball.
Yes, and, sir.
You know, if you didn't play a game after, let's say, the 20th, and then your next game is the 6th at Blackman, you can't afford to do that.
No, you can't.
How do you handle that with the holidays? Because that's, what's the average you pack on 7 pounds over Christmas. Do you do a lot of running and conditioning during that time?
Yeah, and, you know, we try to do a lot with the basketball, you know, full court stuff, you know, where the kids don't really even realize that, you know, we are conditioning. We also have a boys practice squad that we bring in to help us to improve.
Well, this is going to be an interesting year for you, I guess, and growing pains. Obviously, that's probably the name of the game. Got to keep a positive attitude, though. And I know as a coach, sometimes that may be hard to do that with the players, but that's your job, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, we just take things maybe, you know, try to win a quarter at a time, or, you know, try to have less turnovers, or try to eliminate second shots, you know, just small victories. And just eventually just keep building on those and put it all together.
Well, I've seen you, you know, enough on the sidelines to know that you're going to do a lot of praising. And that's really what these girls will need to know, hey, this is what I can build off of. And do 2 in a row, and then, you know, pretty much then it becomes second nature.
Exactly. Just react and don't overthink.
Don't overthink. We need that philosophy in just about everything.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning. I know that the wins and losses are not what you want, but I mean you're teaching these young people the right way, and that will come. Rome wasn't built in a day, I've heard.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much, Brian.
Kim, thank you. Appreciate you coming in this morning, talking some Laverne girls basketball. And, again, their schedule. We've got some schedules out at the high schools, by the way, and we have it all online. But coming up on the 6th at Tullahoma and the 8th hosting Maplewood, the 16th and 17th. At the Independence Classic, then at East Literature as well this month, and after Christmas at Trousdale County. Before the district starts, we'll talk to Kim before that all gets underway and check out how things have gone over the holidays. Right now, what we're going to do is wrap up the Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and we'll come back and open up Cougar Corner here on WGNS AM/FM. So hope you'll stay with us as we continue rolling on into the next 30 minutes of Coach's Conversation.